Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie, and welcome to Eye of Soul Radio. I was actually going to do a completely different show today, and as I was sitting down doing some brainstorming the beginning of the week, because Spirit doesn't allow me to really jump much further than a couple days before I'm going to do anything, whether it's readings or workshops or, you know, just putting, you know, ideas out there on paper. So I actually had a whole different show, which we'll do next month, in line. And as I was doing it, what I realized was one of the underlying reasons why I felt like I was drowning is because I am so empathic and I am feeling so many people's energies around me. And I thought, you know what? That's it. The show needs to be on how we can navigate being an empath. Some of you were thinking, what is an empath? Some of you were like, well, how do I know I'm an empath? We're going to go over that today. And especially since we're into the holiday season, right? So we're ramping up. For those of us that celebrate certain holidays throughout this month, we start to feel that pressure, along with still being in a pandemic, along with what's going on. You know, if you're here in the United States, the politics, our neighbors are still, you know, on edge as well. So even if we go out to the mailbox and say hi to Bob, his energy might be affecting us. So that was really where they were like, let's back it up. And let's take it one step at a time. And let's work with our listeners today on how they can navigate through the holidays by understanding what an empath is and how we can move forward. We are all empaths, every single one of us. And if you do research on empaths, you'll see that there are so many different ways that we process information with that. We process them through our energy centers. I'm a Reiki master as well. So I know that certain centers that get affected are tuned into the individual that I'm standing next to, or maybe just feeling around me. Also, spirits can affect us as empaths, and we'll get into that. But there are about six different ways that we process this energetic information: the emotional, the physical, the intuitive, plant, I know, go figure that one, animal, and earth, right? For me, I really just lump everything into the emotional or the physical and kind of just leave it on that broader spectrum. But for other individuals, it might just be that nature is really a way that they feel that energy. I know with Australia and the fires and how it was affecting their ecosystem, how it was affecting the plants, Mother Earth, the animals, that hit a lot of us to a core level. And we could feel that energy even if we were on the other side of the world. So that definitely would tune into that plant and animal category. So if you're someone that really resonates on that level, then let's understand how to process it, how to work through it. So for us, a lot of us really relate with the emotional and the physical, right? That's part of it for the empaths, emotional and physical. The emotional empath is someone that feels and can absorb the energy and emotions of people around us. So say you're going to Target, it's the holiday season here in California. We can only have 25% people capacity because we're back into a ultimate lockdown. But there's still people in there and we're all on edge and we're all feeling kind of moody. It could be that a kid's having a tough day and starting to throw a tantrum. And all you want to do is just push that cart over to the side and run out the door screaming. We're feeling the energy of the people around us. It isn't necessarily that it's our own energy, right? So we're absorbing that energy in, a lot of times unconsciously doing so. Also, there's the physical aspect of being an empath. I myself have that. I know LaShawn, our intern, she's also, you know, watching and hanging out with me today on the other side of things. So hello, LaShawn. She feels the physical pain of someone, and it is either in spirit form or in human form. And so when we can do that, we are, you know, not necessarily taking in that energy, and that means you're going to have the same physical ailment or issue. But it is a way for us to tune into someone's energy who might need some help. So when we work in the energy, you know, field, being Reiki practitioners, I want to be able to feel within the body, within the system, and within the energetic layers where that that discomfort is, where that, you know, disease is forming, so that we can help move that out. So those are kind of the two main ones. If you all of a sudden, like, I know when I'm around my dad, and I actually didn't put this together until this week, that I will get weird pains or certain things in my joints. And I'm like, man, I am not old enough to be having this issue. It's because I'm feeling my dad's physical pain. He has degenerative arthritis. He really is having a hard time getting around, especially in winter, being in San Diego. Right now we're not having any rain, but it's cold and it affects those joints just tremendously. I actually had where my finger joint here, my pointer finger, was really flared up. And it was funny because when I was talking to him about it, he's like, oh yeah, so is mine. Well, I was taking in that energy, absorbing that energy, and not transmuting it because I wasn't consciously aware. So I want to talk about empathic people being extremely sensitive, right? And overly emotional sometimes, and not understanding it. And that is a result of the energy around us. And a lot of times we're thinking, oh my gosh, it's me. So we fall into anxiety, we fall into depression, we fall into pain, right? And that gets to be very uncomfortable. And us thinking, oh my gosh. So I know for me, a few years ago, when I really started honing in my gifts on just doing this full time, I thought I was losing my mind. Because I didn't completely understand. I could talk to dead people. I could, you know, work with spirit teams, but I didn't think about the empathic side, and it was getting to be overwhelming. And they wanted to throw different pills at me. And I got home and I'm like, with these prescriptions, like, this is not what's in order for what I need. And doing research, I found that a lot of it is the energy I'm carrying around from others. And so being able to understand that part of it, I love this part. So think about this. Okay. We're putting ourselves in the holidays. And then I'm going to take a caller. But we're getting ready to, for me, we celebrate Christmas. So we're all going to head over to, you know, my aunt's house. I don't have any qualms with family members, but I want you to picture this, because a lot of us are feeling the energy of others, right? So adding to the chaos of what's going on in the world right now, and the fact that, you know, we cannot live our lives the way we want to. And so we're already feeling that energy within us as it is. But now you're sitting down with, you know, the family at dinner next to Cousin Donnie, right? And all of a sudden, Cousin Donnie every single time drains your energy. And you have been unable to understand why. And so by the time you get done with the holiday, you're exhausted, you're drained. You just feel like a shell of yourself. You're walking out like carrying your bags and just being like, oh my gosh. Guess what? You're picking up on that energy. But today I'm going to help you recognize that you are an empath, how to create boundaries, realize the energy around you is definitely not yours, and how to remove that energy, how to disconnect from that energy, and empower you in this wonderful gift. And so much more can be done to help others with it. So grab a pencil and paper while I take this caller, because the first step is going to be taking a quick quiz. And I want you guys, if you're not able to write it down, keep a mental tally when we go through it. But why don't we take our first caller?
Pearl, are you there from Texas? Pearl, hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank
Good.
You for taking my call.
Of course, of course. How can I help you today?
I am such an empathic person, and I'm actually working on my intuitive abilities. So I'm really taking notes and listening to everything that you're saying right now, because I absorb energy but don't know that I'm doing it. So I take it on as my own thoughts, feelings, and then I don't realize until retrospectively that it wasn't mine.
It's tough to do.
It's always a problem for me.
Absolutely. Do you mind if I pull you a card? I have a fabulous empath deck here that I work with.
Yes, please. And any insight that you have regarding development is appreciated too.
I love that. We will definitely cover that in this episode. So I love that you're taking notes. This deck is an empath oracle deck from Monica the Medium. So if any of you have ever seen her show, she is a fabulous medium, just the most warm-hearted, kind individual you could meet. But she created this deck about a year ago, and you know, you don't see too many empath decks, which is interesting. And so she felt there was a need for it, which she was absolutely correct. So for you, they want you to, I love it. I'm like, for you, they want you to focus on, and the card is stay focused. And it's tame your wandering mind by managing distractions and eliminating opportunities for procrastination. And your guides are coming in very strong, Pearl, and they're saying it is time for you to move into this next step, this next part of your spiritual path and your journey. And understanding the empath part will actually help you tune in more on your intuition and be able to help you start really focusing on your psychic abilities. So one thing I do want to say I won't cover in here before we take our empath quiz is start understanding the clairs. So if you're familiar with the clairs, it's claircognizance, that inner knowing, clairvoyance, mm-hmm. that inner seeing, using your third eye, clairaudience, hearing. But there's also ones that go with taste and smell and just feeling. And being able to understand when A, spirit energies come around us, or B, when we're around a lot of people, they also have spirit around them as well. We can feel into that energy as an empath. We'll learn today how not to absorb it. But then we will allow ourselves to step out and understand that spirit is also around us. So some of what you're taking on as that empath is the spiritual energy that's coming around you as well. And it's nothing negative, but it is a different vibration, a different frequency, which can make us uneasy and feel as though, you know, for me personally, from my experience, I feel like I was losing my mind. So allow yourself to start getting to know the clairs. You can do research online with them, find how it associates with you. Things even from your past, from childhood, that maybe we acknowledged then, but then stuffed down because we were told it was a bad dream, or we're imagining things, or no, nothing's there, and we know something's there. That will actually help you start sorting out the way you process information, and then help you be empowered in the empathic side of it as well to work with the human world that we have to work with. And I will leave you with that. Thank you so much for calling and sticking with us.
Amazing, just amazing. The taste, Claire, I didn't know I had. I was doing a meditation recently, and all of a sudden I started tasting. And I went, oh, my gosh, what is this? And I realized that was a sense that I needed to develop. So thank you.
Of course. It all ties together, Pearl. It really does. And for all of you listening, our psychic senses do tie in with our empathic abilities as well. So understanding both of them will help you ascend faster and just feel more relaxed and calm in your own space.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Okay. So before we go to break, we're going to get through some of these questions. And I want you guys to really think about this while I'm on break as well. We're going to take a quick quiz. Are you an empath? So the first question is, I often feel intensely overwhelmed in crowds and large groups of people. Number two, in conversations, I can feel the energy of other persons' emotions and thoughts. And that can be on the phone, that can be through text, that can be through emails, that can be in person. My best qualities are my intuition, empathy, and my highly developed listening skills. I often feel weighed down by negative emotions, especially when being around a depressed, angry, or sick person. I can feel or sense the energy of animals, objects, food, and even antiques, like objects, any type of object you have, picture frames. I often focus more on the needs of others than my own. Just a couple more and we'll head to break. Violence, tragedy, or cruelty in TV shows, movies, newspapers, and books is almost unbearable for me to read or watch. I often experience a variety of strong emotions in a single day. I can go from happiness to anger to sadness to joy and more. And they can be snaps. Just one minute you're fine, the next minute you're feeling something else. Okay. Last two. When I make a social blunder, I feel extremely disturbed and I work very hard to make it right again. Social blunder, something happens at work. We know that it was our fault. It really hits us to a core and we work very hard to try and make up for that. And our last question before we hit break, I consider the needs and feelings of others in decisions I make, often to the point of ignoring my own needs and feelings. So take a minute and process those. We will come right back to have more conversations on how to handle being an empath after these messages.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegehome.com. That's gracegehome.com.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit allthingswellness.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care, and nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie. You are tuned in to Eye of Soul Radio. And today we're talking about being empathic, how to acknowledge it, how to work with it, how to disconnect from it. And then also, you know, our last caller, Pearl, you know, she brought up a great topic. She was looking at kind of increasing her intuition. Well, our psychic gifts also go hand in hand with the empathic side of us as well. And when we can put them all together, it's a beautiful combination of how we can help people that just everyday folks, people we work with, so we share an office with, people within our home, the neighbors. But first we need to understand, are we an empath? And if we are, how do we move forward with it? So we took an 11-question quiz. And if you missed it, of course, this replays. You can catch us on Transformation Talk Radio, our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit. You can go to our website, Shades of Spirit, and our Facebook page is Shades of Spirit LLC to listen to these again. But now that you've taken this quiz, I want to know how many of you, you know, within yourselves think at least one of those might have resonated with you. And if you feel that none of them did, that's okay. It doesn't mean that we're cold and we're not feeling anybody's emotions or physical pain. It just means that we're not tapped into that level. And so subconsciously, we're keeping it within. But I know a lot of you could answer a lot of those questions with yeses. And now that you understand that those are empathic traits, anything from animals, objects, lands, humans can affect our energetic field. I want you guys to now think about this. We're going to raise our vibration and start to create the boundaries, okay? So now that we have these questions, and you can even do these with your kids, you can ask, you know, you can vary them a little bit. You can ask them with family members in the home, because maybe they don't understand as well. Kids are very empathic because they have no way to turn it off. They're born as spiritual beings, and then they start to kind of shut it down as they get older. So kids definitely feel that energy. I want you guys to think of yourselves as energetic beings. That's what we are. And when we work in that empathic side of us, we are tuning into the energy of any of those items. And so now it is like oil and water. Or if you go to an Italian restaurant and they put olive oil and balsamic vinegar, you know how it separates? So if we don't understand how to allow ourselves to be separate and yet still merge in and help people, we're going to continue to feel anxiety, depressed, tired, shells of ourselves, not wanting to go places. I know for me, there was a long time where I did not want to be out in groups whatsoever, right? And allowing myself to understand that if I could create these boundaries and these shields around myself energetically, that that would be enough to be able to allow me to move into those spaces. Disneyland is a nightmare for me, right? Except when I learned how to put up my shields and allowed myself to visualize these shields around me and stay connected with them and my spirit team, I was able to spend three quarters of the day without being energetically exhausted. And it isn't because we walked to Disneyland 65 times to hit one ride with one fast pass and one ride over here. It was because I just energetically was drained. So we want to have visualizations to create our shields. For me, I call in my main guardian angel. She stands on my right, and she is the one that helps me create my shields, depending on what it is I need. She's my protection angel. You don't have to have a direct connection with your spirit team yet. You will. Everybody will gain that. But you could just call out and say, all right, spirit team, I'm going to give this a shot. I would like to create a bubble around me, right? Or maybe for me, if I'm going to go somewhere where it's heavily populated with people and I just don't have the energy and I know that before I walk out that door, I'm putting a lotus flower that's just steel all around me. And I'm watching the petals as I stand in the middle of it rise up and form this unit around me to where my energy can't get out, theirs can't get in. And I bring in Archangel Raphael. I'll bring in my spirit team and ask them to work on healing me while I'm out and about and running my errands so that when I finish the day, I can emerge energetically fresh and be able to take on that day. So you can, you know, if I'm doing readings, this is what I do. I call in my guardian angel and I say, all right, come on in. I'd like to have a shield that I can see through. Sometimes it's opaque, sometimes it's iridescent. And I want to be able to feel the energy of my clients, or even if I'm going with my family somewhere and I need that extra boost, feel the energy of my family. If I'm working with spirit, their loved ones, you know, angels and guides. But I will not, this is important, you're setting the intention right now. I will not take on their energy, nor can they take mine. And I see my shield around me, and I think of it as a bubble. Or if I'm Glinda the Good Witch and I'm coming down and she can stand in that bubble and it's super strong, but she can see out and she can feel what's going on around her. I want you to visualize, however your brain can process that, putting it together. But you have got to make that intention statement right then and there. I will not take on their energy, nor can they take mine. That's the first step. Boundaries with our energy. Creating the boundaries before you walk out of that house. Now, yeah, that's all good and said and done, right? Until you're running late and you've got one kid that needs something over here, you spilled coffee on your blouse, you're trying to get out the door, you know, your phone's ringing and you're trying to answer and field all those calls to the people you work with, whatever it might be. You just have that day. And then you get in the car and you're running your errands and all of a sudden you start to feel depleted and drained and you're like, oh, I didn't create my boundaries, my shields. That's okay. That is okay. What you're going to do is you're going to start leaving yourself little breadcrumbs. It could be sticky notes. I'm a big fan of sticky notes. You can ask anybody in the house. I will have a sticky note by the door when I'm leaving in a bright color. I'll have one in my car, you know, just down in the bottom. Sometimes it's on my screen in my car because I want it to be reminded. Shield, shield, shield. And that helps me get in that habit so that when I'm sitting there, we like to call it a spirit date. Spirit Walker Nicole and I, we own Shades of Spirit. We like to say having that date with spirit. And usually it's brushing our teeth in the morning, setting it up. You are the CEO of your own team and saying to your team, okay, I appreciate everything that you do for me, having that gratitude for your spirit team, for that connection. But I need to create some energy boundaries with whoever, my loved ones, family, friends, coworkers, you name it, you got it. Okay. And I would like you to set that up while I'm brushing my teeth. And I'd like this to last all day. Now, it could be you might want to switch your shield up throughout the day. If you're going into a meeting and you know tensions are going to be high, you might want to put that lotus flower up before you walk in that meeting. but it starts to become just a regular practice for you. And that's key in order for us to be able to stay in our own power, our own strength, and not have the it's a little too late type of deal, right? Also, learning to move into a place of forgiveness. That's a big one. And I can speak, you know, on that as well. I've had to work through that over the past year. This has been a very big year for me on working through forgiveness and allowing myself to be in a place of peace. Because if my emotions are running high and I'm carrying around that lower level energy within myself, that's what I'm going to draw to me. And if I forget to create my shield, the energy drawn to me is going to be even heavier, denser. Again, this is from my perspective only, right? So I want you guys to take my perspective. I want you to do your own research and find what works for you. But I have to be in a place of just fairly peace within. And that doesn't always happen, right? You have to also say to yourself, you know, those personal boundaries to people. I will no longer be your doormat. I will no longer allow myself to be taken advantage of. If you want something for yourself within your, you know, your relationships, work, and it's the appropriate time and place, then speak up. Because when we start suppressing those emotions, we start harboring that energy in. So now we're taking in people's emotions along with holding on to the emotional energy within ourselves, and it causes some great chaos. So for me, if I get heartburn or my solar plexus starts acting up, I know that I'm not dealing with that energy and I'm taking too much of everybody's on, including my own, and I need a way to release it. So creating that physical boundary, you know, my tribe, my family, my friends, you know, coworkers, whatever it might be, are not mind readers. So when we want to set up those physical boundaries within ourselves that we verbally say and execute, you have got to be able to do that in order to really keep a clean energetic field around yourself. And you got to take time for you, guys. We really do. We got to find that balance each day. Take a walk at lunch. If it's been a busy day, or if you've, you know, homeschooled like a lot of us are doing, and you all need to get out for a quick break, take a walk around the block. Even if they're riding their bikes or walking in front of you, connect for just a moment. Take the longer route home on a busy day from work. I know I've done that where I'm like, I need an extra 20 minutes and I will just take the roundabout way just to disconnect, to listen to some music, allow myself to raise that vibration and clear out that emotional clutter. I'm talking to my spirit team while I'm doing those things as well. Being connected at that level and allowing them to take what doesn't serve my highest and best sometimes is all you need to do. So if you can remind yourself that, maybe a reminder on your phone, like, hey, you want to make sure that you check in with your spirit team as you're walking out the door and allowing them to take anything that doesn't serve your highest and best, they'll do that because they know we have other things during the day that we have to keep up on. But also removing toxic people from your inner circle. So I do this a lot with my people and they understand that. That movie Meet the Fockers with your inner circle. Sometimes our inner circle can be the most toxic circle we have within us. And so being able to cut our cords, ties, very important. Call on Archangel Michael, call on your spirit team. Visualize those cords being cut and sliced, and then those roots that are attached to us shrinking up and dissolving in. Then I call on Archangel Raphael and have him fill me with green light, my energetic field all the way into my muscles and cells in my body, healing those cords and ties that we've released and allowing ourselves to, if we cannot, and we can't do this all the time, I know that, Cousin Donnie's still going to be there next Christmas, next Thanksgiving, next Easter, next birthday party, anniversary party. But if you can cut the energetic ties and cords of that individual, when you go there, they no longer can affect you and drain you and cause you to be that outer shell. And by doing all of that, you move back into self-compassion. And that's key, is having that self-compassion within. Allowing yourself to know when you're having a day, you're having a day, but also be respectful of others around you. And we lose sight of this, and even I do at times as well, is that when I'm in that lower vibrational state and I'm working on my own energy, I can be sending that energy out to others. So if I know I'm in that space, I need to create a shield so that I can work on it myself, call on my spirit team, disconnect from the outer world so they aren't taking my energy in. It's a two-way street, and you hardly ever see that on anything that you read because people don't acknowledge the fact that, you know what, we're not perfect either. So we're going to go to break, and I want you guys to call in if you would like. I have the beautiful empathic oracle cards from Monica the Medium. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we will continue talking about detaching and allowing ourselves to be present and how to be more in tune with our empathic abilities right after this break.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction. Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. Psychic medium Jamie here, Eye of Soul Radio. Guess what, folks? We're all empaths. Are we all starting to understand that now? I know we're halfway through the show. There's a lot of things that we can all relate to, that's for sure. And we're talking about acknowledging you're an empath, understanding you're an empath, how it can affect us physically. Maybe we don't understand that that's what's actually going on. And now how to create and shift our vibration and create those boundaries and shields, right? So once we've taken time for ourselves and we've worked into that self-compassion and we raise our own vibration, I want us to think about detaching. But before we get to detaching, I'm going to take our caller that's on, and I have a couple of cards pulled for people following on Facebook as well. So why don't we go ahead and take our first caller, Benny.
Yep, it's Corey from LA. Hi, Corey. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing great, actually. I'm doing great. But I was listening to your topic, and I totally fall into that. And actually, it's been really coming up today. As a matter of fact, today I really was dreading a few things, family, just kind of, we do have a family member that is a bit of an energy sucker, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And very close to me. And, you know, just it's a tough situation. I have learned so much on how to really de-escalate myself, I would say. Mm-hmm. I'm a very neutral point, but still inside it just really irks me when I know the intentions and the attitude. We can't change people, but that's all we can do.
It is. It's true. But I love that you acknowledge that as well.
Yes, I've learned to really through Transformation Talk Radio. It really has helped me grow and learn how to deal with myself so I can deal with others. It's amazing.
They have such great topics and great people on that have different perspectives, which I love. I love that you're listening to all of us and taking that in. I think that you'll find, you know, the last part of this will be detachment and allowing ourselves to be present will be very beneficial to you. But before I let you go, they had me pull a card, and this is your spirit team. And I love this card for you. It says divine timing. Detach from the desired timeline and trust that everything will unfold when and how it's meant to. And when we can detach ourselves, that's what we're going to talk about next. And that's what you're doing with your energy from that kind of energy sucker or vampire, however we want to call them, and allowing yourself to stand strong in your own space. That's very empowering. And so I think creating these shields, allowing yourself to do some visualization, and also for all of you out there to allow yourselves to kind of create your own mantra of even like, I stand strong in my own skin. I will not allow other energies to affect me. When we start having our own mantras that we create and can say daily, even when we're brushing our teeth, checking in with our spirit team, that's going to connect us on that divine level. And that's going to keep reminding us to put ourselves back in our own space. So I wish you all the best. I know that you're going to do really good things with being able to keep your energy for you and not allow these energy suckers to come in. And I'm going to leave you with that today. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too. All right. So detachment. It's funny that card's going to lead me right into that. And we'll do some more readings. Divine timing. Detaching. So what we don't realize is that we don't want to hold this energy in. Sometimes what we think, especially as fixers, how many of you are out there fixers? I know I am. I want to make sure that I can help everybody and then I lose sight of what I need for me. But when we do that, we hold that energy in because we don't know what to do with it. We don't want to send it back out in the world the way it is because we don't want it to affect anybody else. Or if it's somebody within the home, if you are in a home to where, you know, you have somebody that's not the greatest person. And, you know, this does go for emotions that run high. And so what you end up doing is maybe you want to protect your children from that individual. And so you take that energy in, but you don't know what to do with it. So detaching is allowing ourselves to be present in the energy of others and knowing how to release what's not for our highest and best. And when we can release it and transmute it, is also what they call it, we will be able to better stand in our space. So it's about allowing yourself again to call in Archangel Michael or call in an archangel or an angel that calls to you, your spirit team, and asking them to clear, cut, and cancel any cords, ties, again, any energies that are hanging out with you that are not for your highest and best. We can stand out and be the observer of this energy as well. So when we're around those people, or like Corey said, I have somebody that's pretty close to me who's just an energy sucker. When we're allowing ourselves to create those shields and boundaries and we can look at them as the observer to stand back, we can then almost start to see maybe what their aura looks like because we're looking at it from a different perspective. We can see maybe a disruption in their energetic field. We will be able to use all of our senses and not just taking that energy in and not know what to do with it. Also identifying the energy, what it is it physical, is it emotional, now that you're understanding the different levels that we have of it. And also realize and tell yourself it is not mine to carry, right? It is not mine for me to take in. Can you imagine walking through Disneyland, taking all those people's energy in who's just had a cranky kid that didn't want to be there, that, you know, is thinking about all the things they have to do at work? If you picked up every single person's energy around you, whew, that makes for an exhausting day. And it starts to weigh on us in forms of headaches, shoulder pain, tension, stomach upset, aches and pains in our body, right? So don't allow ourselves to take it in. What I do is that when I work on the Reiki level, I allow myself to be the channel of that energy, right? And so I'm not actually taking that person's energy on. I'm filtering the energy out and I'm putting it into different places. Okay. So understanding that is huge. We're going to get into tips for helping tune into your empathic abilities here in a second, but I see we have another caller. So why don't we take our next caller?
Sure. Let's bring on, pardon me, I lost my screen there. It happens. I have it. You know, we all have
issues. No.
Miranda, I'm so sorry. Miranda, welcome to the show from, she's calling it from New Jersey. Thank you. Now I made it more spectacular
no
for you.
Problem.
You did. I know. This was a great many. Opening for you.
It
I
was
love
for on
it.
Purpose. You know how that works. Sorry.
How are you, Miranda? We got to keep Spirit out of Benny's office. Let me tell you.
Hey. I like Spirit.
What can
I'm
we do for
well,
you today?
So I was just wondering if Spirit has a message for me in terms of where I should look for some volunteer work. I want to get back into my field of counseling and being of service. I've been volunteering a lot, but I moved into a new area, and I'm just wondering where I should, I don't know, whatever, if Spirit has any suggestions or messages for me.
Okay, Miranda, so before you said counseling, they were showing kids. So are you counseling mm-hmm. kids or is this more adults?
I mostly, my last stint of volunteering was with adults. And so I'm not sure now. I'm open.
They're talking about kids and the way that your energy vibes with kids so well. And adults are draining, which is okay. And for being a counselor, you know, first of all, thank you for what you do because it is a draining job. And being able to keep those shields up. And your Spirit team is actually standing here applauding you, which is super fun because that means that you do a pretty good job of being able to keep those walls up and kind of keeping those barriers and those shields up. But at the same time, I also am getting kind of dizzy. So that means I'm off balance a little bit. I feel like you do have a lot of things that you're trying to kind of start getting in alignment. And all you want to do is help people right now because you know the need for it. But they're saying kids
mm-hmm.
need help. They are talking about Zoom. So I'm not quite sure what you can look into right now as well to get to those kids that can't get to you because of the pandemic mm-hmm. and what's going on, of even creating mm-hmm. some type of kids Zoom like session to where kids can get on, and whether it be through a play modality or whether it be through storytelling, like, you know, mm-hmm. you will know best, but you could have certain age groups and almost do that like bedtime story type of thing, but just give parents a break to where they know that it's somebody who's qualified. Parents can come to you if they have questions on their child, but to where they could sit and actually, you know, engage a little bit and have some fun. Just trying to find that natural rhythm for you. But they're saying kids, and they're saying find alternate methods to get to them as well, because your guides are saying very strongly that your next step in your journey is really healing the youth after what's gone on this year and what they've all had to go through within themselves and the lack of understanding because they can't understand something so big. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to leave you with that, Miranda.
Okay. Something to think about. Yeah.
Absolutely. But thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. And then I've got Natasha, Griselda, and Micah. I've got your cards ready to go. And I'm going to give you some of the tools that we can use in order to deflect that energy coming in. So we'll see you right after this break.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, B-L-O-O-M-E.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome back, everybody. As we finish up our show today on being an empath, I want to remind you that we do have open lines at 1-800-930-2819. This is a live call-in show as well. So I want to give you some tips. And then, I mean, your cards for Natasha, Griselda, and Micah could not have evolved and lined up any more perfectly for your guys' energy. So I will get to you guys in just a second. But I want to give you guys some tips. So now you know you're an empath. You know that there's some ways now to create and shield. We will definitely follow up with an Empath 102 session on Shades of Spirit come next month in January on even more evolution of our energy and how to work more directly with the angels and guides. So stay tuned for that. But I want you guys first to acknowledge I am an empath. Okay, that's what we're doing. I'm understanding what an empath is. Trust your gut instinct, knowing what that gut feeling is, what it's saying. Stay in your own power. So understanding that you don't want to take on the emotionals and physical energy because that's giving our power away, but acknowledging it. And then what I always do is I say, I release what does not serve my highest and best. Usually I release it to Mother Earth. I ask her to transmute that energy and send it back out in love and light to any and all who need it. So what we're doing is we're making a full circle. Every time I say that, it gives me the chills because we're not just putting it into Mother Earth and asking her to transmute it. Now we want to take that energy that might not have been great. We've transmuted it. We've taken it off of our energetic cells so it doesn't get absorbed in our physical body. We've turned it over to Mother Earth. We're now working directly with her. And then we're sending love and light out to whoever needs it. And boy, does this world need this right now. Also, breathing exercises as an empath. So relaxing our shoulders, our jaw, our neck. Just doing simple breath work. You don't have to have a whole meditation session, but taking those deep breaths in for the count of five, bring our ears or shoulders up to our ears, right, and hold that energy in. And then as you release for the count of five, you bring everything down and just feel it melting, shifting, moving into Mother Earth, allowing those roots to take over that energy. And then you do that for the count of four, the count of three, the count of two, the count of one, and that will bring you back into a space of calm. And that peace will start to flood back in. That connection will start to evolve again. Also transmuting energy, crystals, walk outside, earthing, grounding, gardening, Epsom salts. If you don't have a bathtub, stick your feet in a bucket of Epsom salt water, essential oils, all these things help us transmute energy. Consciously say to yourself, I am releasing what no longer serves my highest and best, and allow whoever you connect with to take it for you. And love you. Find what sparks that creativity in you. When you're creative, you raise your vibration up and you allow yourself to feel. Now, I am a huge crystal person, right? I do believe in the energy. I want it to absorb the negative energy. So you're always going to see, I'm going to have darker ones on my right side and the lighter ones on my left side. And that's to help balance the energy within me and what I work with. So I've got hematite, I've got tiger's eye, and I've got black tourmaline. This is a very good, powerful one for absorbing negative energy, for allowing me to stand grounded in my space. The next one is amethyst and tourmaline and tiger's eye. We have a line. So if you go to Luminous Path with Love, and that is on Facebook, LaShawn, our intern, makes our bracelets for us. We also have chakra ones with lava stones, and then we have a whole angel bracelet line. These can help us. I will put stones everywhere, right? Pockets, purses, to help amplify that energy. That's what works for me. I don't always get to go outside and, you know, garden or take a walk, but I know that I'm working with my empathic side with those. So I want, before we finish, to make sure we get to a few more card readings. So Natasha Wood, I pulled for you, cleanse your energy. As someone who's highly sensitive to energy, be sure to use cleansing techniques on a regular basis. Epsom salt baths, right? Or putting your feet in Epsom salts. For you to cleanse your energy, it also can be saging, Palo Santo, right? It can be incense sticks of dragon's blood. That's a very cleansing one. You can also use things like, you know, you could burn tobacco if you want. Cleansing your energy could be making a concoction if you love essential oils, put it in a spray bottle and spray that around a room. All these different ways of cleansing our energy, and just envisioning that white, beautiful light or whatever color that's healing to you, maybe it's green, flowing over you, opening up from your crown chakra, working all through your body, through your chakras, and allowing it to dissolve into Mother Earth. Find those roots to transmute that energy out. But right now, it's very important for you to cleanse your energy every day in order to keep yourself up on that energetic level that you need to be. And I'll leave you with that. For Griselda, it cracks me up, girl. Angel guidance, 444. I mean, you are so connected to angels. And when I pulled that card, I know spirit's right here with me because we do this often with you, with angels. The number sequences such as 111 and 444 are some of your common ways your angels are talking to you. Be open to receiving this form. They are saying that you're not hearing right now what they're trying to say to you, that there's more information to be told. So they want you to start writing. I don't know if you're doing that right now, but writing can be a form of expression, a form of release, and allowing yourself to also put up some of your shields, please, because other people's energy, especially during the holidays, starts to become very overwhelming for you. And they want you to step back and be the observer this holiday season. The perfectionism doesn't have to be there. Let someone else take over this year. Step out and be the observer. And I'm going to leave you with that. And Micah, that's so funny. Morning ritual. Create a morning ritual that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. How you start your morning sets the tone for the whole day. This goes to everyone. So Micah, I'm so happy that we pulled this card for you. I want you all to go with Micah's message. Create that morning ritual. Brush your teeth. Bring in your spirit team. Bring in loved ones. Wherever you want to connect, set the stage for what you want to happen during the day. Then envision those shields going up and allowing that energy to flow. So if you have a permeable shield, one that you can see through and they can see through as well, you're going to be able to have that even flow. But also know that what's not for your highest and best, we let go. Give yourselves a break, right? So I knew yesterday I could feel my anxiety ramping up, and I finally had to just put myself in my lotus flower shield as I was out running errands because I could feel the energy around me of the car next to me and the person over at the stoplight, right? I had to breathe. I didn't have my crystals with me. Sometimes I'll walk out without them and I'll forget. So I didn't have the extra boost. So I really had to just focus on that shield that I was creating, making sure that when I got home, I transmuted that energy. So I went in the backyard and I just took a minute and let the sun kind of hit my face with the brief moment of sun we had in San Diego yesterday and allowed myself to connect. And the biggest part is that I don't hold it in, and I will not allow myself to be the victim anymore of other people's energy, whether that be in person or spirit. And I had to do a self-inventory of why did I allow that energy to get to the point where I started to feel anxious and depressed. My mood swings have been all over the place, let me tell you. One minute I'm happy, one minute I'm in tears, one minute I'm angry. Why? That's because I'm feeling the energy of other people around me. And it gets to be really draining. But you are empowered. Take back your space. We'll do more of these episodes on being an empath. But for now, I want to wish you guys a great holiday season. I will see you back in January. And, you know, have a great week. Thank you all for joining Eye of Soul Radio today. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on transformationtalkradio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.